This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Protections for indigenous rock art in Wyoming are in limbo after state lawmakers and the Trump administration took potentially conflicting actions related to them. Kathleen Shannon has more.
Senate File 91, which handily passed the state legislature, increased the penalties for any kind of petroglyph or pictograph site destruction to a $750 fine and up to 6 months in prison. This, as the Interior Department fast-tracked energy projects through a decades-old legal review of such sites. Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the Northern Arapaho Tribe, Crystal C. Baring, says she used to have 30 days to comment on a project, but now has seven.
In terms of tribes, our sacred sites and our places of significance, that's our history on the ground. It's not in books, it's on the land. So it's really important for tribes to have that voice in there to protect those sites.
The original Wyoming bill included nearly $500,000 for the state's Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources to survey and make 3D models of Wyoming's petroglyphs, but it was ultimately cut. According to a State of the Art 2024 report, of the nearly 1,100 indigenous rock art sites across Wyoming, about one quarter have been vandalized or defaced. Beyond Wyoming's borders, Seabaring says her office provides legally mandated consultation on any projects in her tribe's ancestral migratory territory, which includes portions of 17 states. She says she takes on hundreds of requests.
That 30-day window was barely enough time. So now we have to kind of prioritize those so we can push them through. But it's a challenge.
Seabaring notes the office is allowed to request more time to review projects, giving consultants some leeway. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
When Native-owned businesses first begin navigating the market, it can be a challenge. However, one organization is providing more than financial support to business owners. South Dakota Public Broadcasting CJ Keen checks in.
The Four Bands Community Fund offers support alongside loans for Indigenous-owned businesses, and these programs directly impact the lives of Cheyenne River tribal members. Members like Bonnie LeBeau, who use their resources to successfully grow her quilt-making business.
Being a new entrepreneur, you're kind of learning everything as you go. You know, I believe I was probably taking college courses at the time also for business, but the college business curriculum doesn't prepare you for entrepreneurship.
Assistance like credit management, business planning, and loan assistance. Assistance LeBeau says was vital to the success of her business.
It's so easy. They're accessible to the community. And I think that's what it makes it not so intimidating. And I don't think that there's any other programs that are able to help entrepreneurs in a hands-on way that Four Bands does.
Now, LeBeau says she hopes to use her loan money to expand her business's workplace. The first Four Bands program was CREATE, Cheyenne River Entrepreneurial Assistance Training and Education. Under that program, LeBeau and other locals have managed to revitalize the Cheyenne River economy. According to Four Bands, prior to their programs, less than 1% of businesses in Cheyenne River were Native-owned in a community that was 75% Indigenous.
That was CJ Keen reporting. A bill to create a statewide alert system for missing Indigenous people passed the Arizona legislature this week. ABC 15 reports the bill passed the House by a vote of 57-0. Lawmakers believe such an alert system may have helped in the case of Emily Pike, a Native teen who went missing and was later found dead. The turquoise alert, also known as Emily's Law, was sent to the state's governor for approval. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Enbridge strives to be a good steward of the environment, a safe operator of essential energy infrastructure, and a good neighbor. More on Enbridge's Indigenous Reconciliation Action Plan at Enbridge.com. Enbridge proudly supports this program.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.